Gas prices. I want to talk about that for a moment here.
Oh, yeah.
Our friends from Gas Buddy have sent a study. It's called the Annual Pump Habits Study, talking about the way that people pay for gas. And I got to say right now, so I'm seeing like $2.51, $2.52.
Actually came down a penny over the overpass. It was $2.50 when in this morning. However, someone had a post on Facebook say, fill up, it's going up this afternoon.
Really?
That's what it says. Oh. And going up above the $2.50, $2.51.
Where's it going to go? $2.70, $2.75? Yeah, goes up a quarter or so?
I wouldn't be surprised.
Why
do you think it's going up, Pat?
I don't know.
Why? It doesn't make any sense when we're hardly driving. Although I did read, I know you got something right there, Troy, but I read somewhere that this is all speculation because of vaccines. They are speculating that more people will be driving this spring.
Oh, okay. More people are going to get out and take to the road.
Yeah, right.
Well, I can tell you right now, up in your area, I was checking Gas Buddy, and around the Essexville area, I saw $2.37. From Gas Buddy. And in the Metro Detroit area, there's some stations down there in the two teens.
Holy
215,
cow.
216. Hey. We look like we're one of the most expensive areas in the state.
Yeah,
right
are we getting ripped off?
Yeah.
Why, Dave?
Yeah.
Why? I don't know. There's no reason.
Again, depending on your location, you might be getting it higher or lower. It's just it's varied. And we'd like to know if you're finding it, but hopefully that doesn't happen. We'll find out later on today. Well, Gas Buddy says, while Americans have always cared about gas prices, the Pump Habits study says that more Americans now care more about gas prices because of the pandemic and because of the financial situations more people are in.
Right, right.
However, Gas Buddy says that's not the case when people are paying for gas prices. For example, Gas Buddy shows that 83% of drivers, 83%, admit to purchasing gas only to find it cheaper when they go by another station just moments later. What Gas Buddy is suggesting, and this is from Patrick DeHaan, our favorite Gas Buddy analyst, he says gas shopping can save you a few cents a gallon here and there, which doesn't sound like much, but if you do that enough times, it will add up
to your savings. Yeah, and if you have an 18, 20-gallon tank,
exactly right.
Up.
So he says, again, while many people say that they're paying more attention, 83% say they fill up and then find it cheaper someplace else. His advice is just take a drive down the street to see if you might find it cheaper someplace else. It could be worth that few extra minutes of your time. And he also says, going back to your point of people not traveling, he says it used to be that people would say, traffic is, I just want to go through all the traffic and all the hassles. He says, but for many people, traffic isn't a hassle anymore. So take the time to take the extra drive and save a few cents a gallon if you can. Guess what he's also found, Pump Habits study, even though more people say that they want to buy cheaper gas, they don't. 4 out of 5 drivers, they say, have a station they regularly go to. Doesn't matter what the price is, they have their favorite station.
Yeah, I understand that.
Yeah,
I do.
Yeah.
58% said that they go there regularly because they think it has the cheapest gas around, even if it doesn't. And again, convenience is noted, and I understand that.
Of course, yes.
There is that convenience. But Patrick DeHaan again says, if you're going to your station just because it's a regular stop or convenience, he says, take yourself out of your convenience mode and perhaps find another station that might save you again a few cents that could be just down the block. And while it might add a few moments to your drive time, the inconvenience of saving a few cents a gallon over time, again, it adds up. And the big one here, and this kind of goes kind of hand in hand to what he was saying here, I thought. He says another way that people can save money, and he says most people don't do this, nearly half, 44% of drivers are not members of loyalty programs.
Are not?
Are not members.
Oh, okay.
Well, I got to tell you.
I am.
And I'm a person who's not really big on those.
Me neither.
If you sign up for this, you can save. No, I don't need another one of those. Right. I don't. But gas prices, because it's such a regular purchase, I became a member, saving 10 cents a gallon.
Yeah.
Me too. Put 25 gallons in the truck.
It helps. Yeah. It adds up.
That adds up. And you do that, a couple times a month. And so, $5 a month. And suddenly, you're saving. But right. I found that. And it doesn't cost anything, these loyalty programs. They just want you to come and, But that goes back into the convenience. Right. So now, if I'm going to save the 10 cents, I'm going to drive there. Even if the actual price might be a couple of cents higher, because of my loyalty program, it's going to be lower.
8 cents ahead.
Exactly, okay. Right. Yeah. So, you know. Okay. I'll if I'm in other places in the state, if I need to find my... it's at the Meijer store. Meijer's famous for the 10 cent. You know, Meijer's all over the state. And you can get that loyalty program throughout the entire state. Mm-hmm. And then when I shop enough at Meijer, they eventually send me some coupons. Congratulations, you spent $1 million and I'm going to give you a $10 coupon. So, that's, you know, okay, I've been enticed. But again, because it's a regular needed purchase, I don't mind being a part of that loyalty program.
Yeah.
But so as much as, again, the pump habit study says that drivers are paying more attention because they want to save money on gas. Most aren't because they're not paying attention to their station's lower prices because they're too loyal to the regular station, and then they're not a member of a loyalty program.
Then there's that small percentage of people where they don't have to worry about gas prices, so they just pull in and fill up and don't even look at what the price is.
Well, that could be too. Perhaps depending on your financial situation.
Well, that's the point, yes.
Or perhaps depending on your driving. If you're really not driving a lot, so you fill up the tank once a month. So you're really not going to save a lot in the long run, I suppose, anyway. I guess that's a possibility, too.
Right.
All depends on your personal driving needs and habits, I guess. Mm-hmm. But pay attention, folks. There are cheaper prices out there. And we will pay attention later on to find out if the person who sent a message is correct that prices are going up at some point this afternoon.
So you have the song all queued up? Shop around, shop around.
There you go. My mama told me.
You know, just real quick, though, the problem is that everybody also, like you said, goes for convenience, goes for speed. And there you have that one gas station if they're leaving town that they like to, you know, that they're going to stop at. They don't have time to go around and...
And sometimes one's easier to get in and out of than others.
You
may have
one
that's,
And frankly, it is just usually a couple cents here and there. It's not such a big thing that people pay attention to because we know that most time gas prices in a cluster of area
are
all the same.
Yeah, lockstep.
Yeah.